Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show. Real talk, real talk, talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, talk radio show.
It is Friday, April 19th, 2013, and that manhunt out in Waterfield is over. In my background, you are listening to Brian Williams. I've been following NBC since like 7 o'clock this morning, off and on, back and forth, in and out. Watertown, I said Waterfield. I don't know, what's up with me, like names and things. Watertown had a whole bunch of FBI agents and police from near and far in their town. You're hearing people cheering and clapping. What happened? They got him. And he's alive. Can you imagine what it's like to have the entire world like staring in your face? Tough times. You are in tune. TM Hyman Radio. It's the Friday Night Cypher. I'm your hip-hop informer, that dude, TM Hyman. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We'll be back.
Brown nigga, chromed out, fix the shit. Bubbling, laying up with them Colombians. Oh, fuck no, I get dough, box brown mama. Jig suits from Gabbana. We rolling, nigga, who you calling? Baba, we be flashing, sex lasting all night long. It's strong, the max to rip. Ill nana, like Benihana steak. The boogie like a fresh hair snake. The galley on, box brown, the dawn, Uchi on. Talent, sip Cristal on the Cayman Allen. Got gay niggas ready to switch. Like Bravado, turn them off, nigga to Smith. Two play of the dawn, for Vettadini, 5 carats on the arm. Jewels be the bomb. The four hotties, total with Foxy, sippers for Marty. Bad girl of the year, 96 Pandora.
Is terrific, stupendous, tremendous. I bend it a little bit more than the average raw, cause I'm focused. I rock Versace, Lance, and soap. You didn't know I like crocodile boots and gator suits? The biggest willies got to fill me. I like the Hot Wheels. You got a fast car, like Tracy Chapman. You can cruise with this rap star. The meat slaughter, the heroin importer. I be that rich bitch, stack banks by the tip. Check it, I spot pits like Spud McKenzie. I'm Leon Lahimby. Taxes is getting active. It's the central for the presidential. Certified testicles. Get sprayed for the decibels. The king and I. All you need in this world. I'm a bad girl. The high-pitched creeping. Energetic black bitch, second in fulfilling dreams, making life complete. Come take a journey
happened this week, news and entertainment. T.M. Hyman Radio Live was cracking, everybody. It is 9:06 coming to you live out of Tampa. The Watertown standoff is over. The suspect is in custody. Man, this is like major business. Before we go any further, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up. Madam CeeLo Boston, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do? Yes, I'm glad it's over.
Man, yes. Major standoff. You know, that's what I call a manhunt.
And the fact that he started out brown and ended up Russian, I mean, really, I...
The light, bad light.
Okay, are you about that life, though? Yo, did you hear... Oh, I'm sorry, introduce everybody else. I apologize. Go ahead. We got hot chocolate in the building. We got Fabe in the building. Yes. Good afternoon, people. How do you do?
Yes. Itty Bitty Plant City is here. I am here. What's good, people?
I'm trying to tell you. Let's jump right into this. So, like, look, did you guys hear that the youngest one that was left, that he ran over his brother after the guy? Like, they had already killed him. But he ran over his brother. Getting away.
In an attempt to escape, yeah, I did hear that. I heard a lot of real crazy details unfolding about the whole situation. As far as him being caught just here in the last hour, we'll say, they just recently lifted the restrictions for everyone to be, you know, out in.
Back in the houses,
right. Right, I wouldn't have went anyway, but this particular man goes out on his own property, and he's going to check his boat because it just didn't look right for some reason.
Well, they said there was a slit in the top of the boat.
The
plastic had been slit. It's a brand new boat.
Right, so he went to see what was going on, got up on a ladder, and found the suspect in the boat. Scurried back down the ladder, went in the house, and called the police. Now, mind you, they said they were going, quote-unquote, door-to-door, but they were only going door-to-door in places where they thought he was. So once they lifted the curfew for everyone, you know, that's when, I guess, the assistance from the community could come into play in apprehending the suspect. And I'm really, really, you know, glad, and the man is blessed that, because he's still armed in some sort of way, that, you know, he wasn't hurt or killed or his wife inside.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Was he going to be packing or something like that? Like, how you going to walk or form?
Right, in some way, shape, or form. But he's hurt. And the man said that he saw blood, and he's trying to figure out where the blood came from. So they don't know if he got hurt in the initial shootout when his brother was killed. And, you know, he had been kind of laying low in this boat. They don't know when he got in the boat. That's still kind of yet to be determined. But I am glad that they apprehended him. I'm glad it's
set up. Set up.
Yes.
That dude, Save James, hot chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston. It's the Friday Night Cypher. We're talking about the Watertown standoff. Save says set up. Well, guess what? The auntie and the mother of the suspect, they say the same thing. The mother says, this is a setup. Dad says, you know, my sons have been framed. You know, the uncle says, turn yourself in, you losers.
Right,
and he was the only one to speak ill of them. Like, that was, like, the worst you heard of them outside of, you know, I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, the things that they did, but, I mean, when people were talking about, like, their character, people that had gone to school with them. Even the one who, the oldest one who died first, he even, like, I guess the guy he used to box with, was like, if anybody says that there were any, you know, signs that he was going to be like that, I mean, that he was going to do something like this, he was like, they're lying. He was like, because he showed no signs being angry about anything, or you know,
distraction. For distraction.
Yeah, right. So you know, okay. They I guess they covered it really well. And,
I don't know. I mean, I have my feelings against it, you know, with the whole conspiracy theory, but
we don't believe you. We need more people.
Okay.
I mean, the people in Watertown right now are just, I mean, they are like all applause as law enforcement is departing. You know, they're giving them pretty much a standing ovation. And I got to say this. I mean, I've never seen work, you know, done so well. But what it says is our understanding and our level of response to terrorist acts and terrorism is serious in America. Because,
right.
I mean, they pretty much, you know, they walked them down. And they did it in great numbers. Great numbers. I mean, you know, I mean, these camera lights that supposedly is for traffic tickets. Come on, my friend. They're for more than traffic tickets. That looks like surveillance. That looks like surveillance to me. And so is that good or bad? In instances like this, you're inside the Friday Night Cypher. We're going to keep the conversation going. It is 9:12. We'll be back. This is TMI on the radio.
What it look like? It's the player partner, Trip C. It's a grown folks affair. Special occasion, you know what I'm talking about? I got the gangsters out here booed up. You know what I mean? For the ladies, you know what I'm talking about? Everybody need that ride or die chick. 5'5", long hair, dark brown skin. She got a pretty smile, and she hella thick. She turned head, a lot of dudes want her. But they respect the game when I hit the corner. Minnesota made well from the Twin Cities. Take trips out of town, spend about 50. I'm talking ownership. Whatever baby wants, trip, cup, and check. She my ride or die, she don't hide a lie. She put it on the table, our limit is the sky. Michael Kors purse with some bands in it. She love your boy to death because I dance in it. She my number one, yeah, she my better half. Haters throw they song, but we sit back and laugh.
I know you're hurting, baby. I know it ain't been working lately. Every time
Saturday night. You can't say what you won't do, cause you know that you're just mine. I'm alive this evening. It was love at first sight. This Saturday and every Saturday for the rest of my life. And everyone standing in line. Yeah, looking good and looking for a real good time. So I'll never have to wonder if I'll have someone to share all of this with. And it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. Bright lights and a romantic feeling pouring off to us tonight. It's
informal. Madam CeeLo Boston, all the way live out of Charlotte. Plant City brings us that hot chocolate. That dude, St. James, on the road somewhere, headed somewhere.
Out
in
the
world.
Out and about. Mm-hmm. Oh, and
no
so
doubt.
For those of you who want to know who those artists were, the first artist was Young Dreddy, about that dough, featuring Rufus.
Rufus.
Yes, I don't know.
Then that would be Rufus. Yeah.
Yes, Rufus and Tripsy. I apologize. So Young Dreddy.
Yeah.
Featuring right. Rufus and Tripsy about that right. dough.
Shout out to Tripsy. That's who I got the song.
CeeLo Green. Bright Light, Big City.
Big City.
I like that song. I like that song right there.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yes, it makes you want to kick your shoes off and slide across the floor.
Yeah, where the party at? Where the party at? Hey, the suspect in the Boston Marathon bombings is in custody. Hey, that manhunt is over, and they walked him down.
I know.
They stalked him. They got him. The suspect's father says, "Hey, my sons were framed." Mom says, "This is a setup." Uncle says, "Turn yourselves in, you losers." Auntie says, "This
right.
is staged." And the government is pretty offended by the words of the family to even think that this is a joke and that someone has framed these dudes. I mean, it's hard to fathom that a 26-year-old and a 19-year-old, could carry something out like that, let alone actually make it happen.
Right. Right, but then at the same time, again, like I was saying, all the comments, not even just from the parents, but again, people that, lived around them, worked with them, worked out with them, all of them said, that they both were, smart smart and nice, and one of them said, the guy would give you a ride anytime and was willing to help people out, and so, like, if your child grows up and you think that that's how they are, of course you're going to be like, no, they didn't do it. Because
must
like,
you be an actual terrorist in order to make something like this happen?
No.
I mean, do you all think, isn't the label terrorist, like, taking it too far? I don't think you have to be, quote-unquote, a terrorist to do some heinous act like this.
Right.
Well,
and
I mean, a terrorist brings terror, and it's, they sure did lock down some towns, and, I mean, that's the best word.
But you got to remember, though, the media drives the attitude of America. Whatever
Correct.
They feed, they going to eat up. So they control the thought processes when it comes to. They want to push terror, they're going to make you believe it's terror, even if there can be an alternative light shined on it, such as you just pointed out. A lot of people probably think like that, but that's probably not going to be the popular belief that's going to keep the masses under control. And, you know,
and I'm not downplaying the fact that this indeed was terror. It was indeed terror. You know, and drama.
Yeah, we're not going to like brush it under the rug. I'm not going to disregard that.
Yeah, but because the one thing that I heard was Chechnya, and the country
right.
of Chechnya. But
right.
you know,
it used
based
to be
on
the
uncle's response, based on the uncle's response today during his press conference, you know, the 19-year-old, or really he said those kids, they've never been to Chechnya. Chechnya has nothing to do with the situation. I'm not sure if they were born there or not,
they
but ultimately,
came over
Chechnya, Chechnya, he clarified, the older one came over. Chechnya, ultimately, what he said, had nothing to do with this situation.
And he's right.
You know, so what we shouldn't do is we shouldn't drag a country that has nothing to do with the issue in just because that's what we like to do. We like to associate people with those
right.
things.
Well, you know, the President Putin, he pretty much said that they should be, you know, rejected. You know, they're not even claiming them, you know. He was very upset.
They're American citizens.
Right. And so it's like they're friends with America. You know, and they're like, whatever you do to them, it's what you do to them. They deserve, you know, well, the one that's left deserves whatever he gets. But I'm thinking, I'm wondering, are they going to charge him for the murder of the school police officer when they don't know who really shot him? Or, you know, would they charge him as an accessory?
Well, he'll be on trial for it.
Like, how are they going to do that?
Oh, yeah, he's going to get a charge, even if it's an accessory charge.
Yeah.
A conspiracy charge or an accessory charge would apply. So he is going to get that charge as well. You know, but interesting. If you just joined us tonight, you are in tune to Team Mama Radio Live. We're talking about the manhunt. Police enforcement from all over the place are heading out of the town of Watertown. And it's been pretty dramatic all day. I was like, man, this is getting boring. And, you know, I was like, hey, what television show is supposed to be on right now? You know, then it started to really get interesting. I'm like, okay, something's going on.
Yeah.
Right, they started shooting earlier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got them. Yes. You start hearing multiple gunfire. Like, uh-oh, something's happening. Pretty interesting television. Hey, these camera lights that's popping up all over the place. I've gotten several tickets. I hate these freaking lights. These lights.
Yeah.
It's not all about your license plates, though. This clearly is what allowed law enforcement to track people down. It was the cameras that was on one of the department store outside of one of the department stores. Cameras are watching you all over the place. Most of the time, for the one camera that you see, there are three or four or five that are looking at you that you don't see.
They're like roaches, man. They're like roaches. Same ratio.
Is that a violation? Is that a violation or is that protection?
I don't think at this point you can draw a line. It's so blurry. It's necessary for protection, but at the same time, in some ways, it can be extremely evasive. Like, but there's no way to weigh which one is more important.
Right, depending on his perspective.
Yeah.
They're going to try to turn this thing into London over here. I hear, like, the cops that walk the beat over there don't even carry guns or something like that. Only detectives carry guns over there because they know
right.
the camera's going to get you.
Right,
you know,
and
I mean?
Their crime rate is so much lower than the United States.
Cameras are white. They're going to turn joints like eagle eye. I'm telling you, art is an imitation of life. They give you the hint way before.
Yeah, way before nothing.
The change is coming. You know what I'm saying? They throw it out there a long time, like years before it comes. Then when it happens, it's like, oh, snap. Just like eagle eye. But like when the enemy of the state joint dropped, everybody was like,
oh,
nah, that joint ain't for real. And all of a sudden, Patriot Act, all these other things start popping
Matrix.
Up. It's like, you know, they give you the blueprint right in front of you.
Yeah, because, I mean, you got to think that the films have to be approved before they're released. Yeah, they got to fit a certain criteria.
Do you feel safer? Do you feel safer since the implementation of these camera lights or these, you know, poles with the cameras now in the community all over, the, I mean, really all over the country? Do you feel safer because of them?
No.
I don't like those cameras, dude. I don't care how you fight. But I mean, they may do their job, but, you know, I'm not that person.
I don't have no fear in that, right? So, I mean, it's like.
You have what?
I said I don't have any fear in that, right? Like, I don't fear my safety when I go outside anyway. So, I mean, you know, outside of being in a car accident or something, like, yeah, that's the only thing I fear when I go outside. I don't fear any people.
Is that because you packing?
I could be. Who's to say?
Don't know what she got in her boot. Don't know what she got in her boot.
They'll let them fly.
Two shot, right?
Hey, it's a Friday night cipher.
Okay.
It's a 9:29.
Yeah,
give
you a two shot,
all right. shots fired. One out of 12.
What?
Is that the one fighting for yourself? Are your brothers the one that you're running from?
See you by the radio live. We'll be back.
Friday night cipher.
B.I.G. Oh, God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to. A bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days. I need a spa day. Yeah. She try and give me that Wu-Tang. I might let my crew bang. My crew deep in Wu-Tang. I'm rolling with girl, you know my crew name. You know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne. But I'm the feeling, man. They kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women I be feeling. From the bank accounts I'm feeling. What a feeling. No. Oh, man, they got a feel. Young player from the D that's killing everything that he see for the go. Click, click, click,
oh God.
Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mama. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to, they want to.
Click, clap, pick them up. Yeah, I'm gone, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking re. Yeah, I'm talking B. And I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking bossy. I ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hove or Hefe. Translation, I'm his. Least that's what my neck say. Least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Break it down for like 12 years, ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gonna tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team, meet the spring team. And all our eyes winning only means
okay.
One thing. You ain't f***ing with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mama. Click, 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 click. As I look around. records to Louis, 8 breakfasts to Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas in pairs, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where Deezy lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a news crew's presence. See both swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays. So I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, he's screaming like he's Elvis. But I just want to design hotels and nail it. It's real, got me feeling Israelian. Like Bar Raffaella, Giselle, no, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. Now as you look at my life, I guess he's talking back with my click.
I told you once, I told you twice. keep on moving on.
You've been in my dreams before now. I couldn't figure out the reason. I kept asking God why. Could imagine.
TM Hyman Radio Live. We are back, the Friday Night Cypher. Your girl Hot Chocolate here in Itty Bitty Plant City. And that was Brandy Wildest Dreams. Before that, little bit of Diddy. He changes his name so much, it always fumbles when I come out with it. Diddy featuring Keisha Cole, Last Night. That was my joint, too. That's like my workout song. And also joining us, we have Save James on the Road somewhere.
That's right.
TM Hyman, that dude there in Tampa. Madam CeeLo Boston, Charlotte, North Kakalaki.
What up, though?
So, are we switching gears? Can we get into a little bit of news, or are we? We can talk about news.
We can talk about news all night, but go for it, Ms. Hotness.
Well, I just want to get in. You know, I got to throw in my Friday Night Cypher dose of ratchetness for everybody. For those who love the Kim K saga, the divorce is getting ready to be final, people. They have come to an agreement. They have settled out of court. And Chris Humphrey gets a whopping. Are y'all ready for this?
Nothing. Good job. Hold on.
How much?
It's a big goose egg, people. So now Kim and Kanye are free to go on with their charges.
He gets nothing.
He gets nothing.
Oh.
Zero.
Why would he get anything?
Yeah, he gets nothing.
He was trying,
though. They had to clean up anyway.
That's the thing. He was trying.
Well, he was trying to say that he was entitled to something because he was, quote, unquote, bamboozled into, you know, marrying her, and that it wasn't supposed to be financial, that he didn't know about.
He was embarrassed.
Yeah, as the violence plays.
Right. On to a little bit more ratchetness with Queen B, and I'm a little bit surprised at her for this one. It's in the way of a costume that she wore for a recent concert overseas, and the bodysuit was, how we say, anatomically correct for a woman.
Oh, wow.
So it
really?
It didn't have parts built onto it, but it had sequins and beading that silhouette a woman's breast, including the nipple and the areoli, as well as her, we're grown, it's Friday night, vaginal detail, we'll say, just to keep it clean.
Oh,
so, I'm a little shocked at her for that one.
So she had two sets of toes on, huh?
Yeah, she did. She did.
Oh, my God.
Save James Peter. He'll be here all night. He'll be here all night.
Okay.
And, go ahead.
So
no, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Say it one more time.
Did they call her a guy for that?
I haven't heard that they called her aside for it. As far as I know, the photos are circulating freely around everywhere. I think she was criticized a little bit about it, but I don't know where the criticism came from or the scrutiny. It may have just been from, you know, bloggers. She did make them do what she wanted them to do, and that was talk about her.
Okay, so
and,
look.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. Well, are you going to talk about the wife of the former Justice of the Peace? She was charged with the murder of those DAs, the DA and his wife.
Oh, no, I skipped that one. Go ahead.
Okay, so you guys remember the story. It came out about, about maybe a couple of weeks ago, where the DA and his wife were killed in Texas. And
right.
Nobody, at first people were trying to say, oh, maybe it was people that they, you know, had dealt with before or whatever. Okay, so what happens is the wife of a former Justice of Peace, she's being held on the murder charges in connection with the killings of Kaufman County District Attorney Michael McLeland and his wife, Cynthia. The woman's name is Kim Williams. She's 46 years old. And what happened is that these people had to do with her husband.
I'm gonna need you to take that smile.
Yeah, I'm disturbed that she laughed. I'm disturbed that she laughed.
Go ahead. Though.
Don't
this
make
is start. Go
why,
ahead, go
why
ahead, go
is this
go ahead,
new
ahead,
for
ahead,
you people? How do you?
Ahead,
I mean,
ahead,
I always
go ahead,
laugh
go ahead,
at stuff
ahead,
like
ahead,
this.
Go ahead, go ahead,
okay.
Go ahead.
Anyway, all right. So, well, because it's shocking to me. First of all, that's why I laugh. It's the fact that this woman. She killed these people. She killed them because her husband got locked up, because they had something to do with her husband being locked up, because he lost his job and his pension, and, she lost it, and she went and killed them.
Wow.
You just never know. It doesn't matter what people's, you know, status is. It's simply ruining your job.
I thought an ex-offender had gotten out and had come back and killed him for a sentence,
right?
You know, that he had gotten. That's really what I thought.
Oh, yeah, this was an unusual suspect. I mean, serious. If you look up the woman, you can actually just type in Texas DA killing. And this woman, she looks like the lady next door. I wouldn't knock on her door, you know, to ask for sugar or anything. She looks crazy. However, it's perspective, you know. But check out the story for yourself. And she has a $10 million bail.
So it was a next-door neighbor?
Right. No, not their next-door neighbor. What happened is her husband...
Like a next-door neighbor.
No, she looks like a next-door neighbor is what I said.
Okay. All right. I thought she was at home.
I mean, you wouldn't look at her and say, oh, yeah, I wouldn't, you know, be in the same closed space with her. You know, she doesn't look that crazy. She looks like, you know, a next-door neighbor. But by this picture, I wouldn't ask for any sugar or anything. Nah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's all I had. Hey, back to you. Hot chocolate.
thank you, Madam CeeLo Boston.
No problem.
I do have an update on the Texas plant explosion. Unfortunately, they found two more bodies, law officials say, that were recovered in the wake of the Texas fertilizer explosion, bringing the death toll from the blast to 14.
That felt like a 2.4 on the Richter scale.
I saw some video of a man who was filming from his home that was almost a mile away. And when it exploded, it blew him and his daughter off their feet. You could hear, he was still filming, and you could hear his daughter saying, "Daddy, I can't hear. Daddy, I can't hear."
Wow.
From almost a mile away, can you imagine?
Wow. And they said it was a town less than 3,000 people. Come on.
That's crazy.
So everybody
like
wiping. Knows somebody.
Yeah.
Yo, it looked like a tornado had come through there. The pictures, I mean, check the pictures out on the internet for yourself.
Yeah, and just wiped out, like, the whole area.
I mean, totally demolished.
It brings that whole environmental thing to the forefront.
Yeah, it really does.
Totally.
And I didn't know fertilizer could be so volatile.
It's toxic.
I mean, that's how, like, if someone were to, that stuff is toxic,
Wow.
Your body doesn't store it properly because it's toxic. Is that just horse manure?
I don't know what kind of fertilizer it is.
What kind of manure?
It is manure.
So cow boo boo is explosive?
Every boo boo is explosive in a certain amount. And again, perspective, people. Perspective.
Oh no. A little bit of sad news. ABC's Robin Roberts has been hospitalized again. She spent 2 days in the hospital fighting off an infection as part of her recuperation from a rare blood disease, and is off of Good Morning America at least the rest of this week. So, Robin, we're praying for you.
Yes.
Absolutely. Wow.
But the thing is, you know what? When something happens to you physically, you have to fall back. You can't just try to go right back into what you were doing. It's just, you have to give your body time to heal. And you're absolutely right.
Is that the pot calling the kettle? You know
what?
Yes, it's 9:51.
Right,
it's 9:51.
Exactly.
We're going to pause and
Why?
Come right
I'm
back.
Why? I'm here
so
right
music
now.
Break. Music break. See if I'm already alive.
On a heating pad. Okay, I'm going to give you music. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to preach. How about this? Let's
Thank
go
you.
With some Fox. Little Wayne. All the folks in.
looking for love, I'm looking for love. And if your mirror cracks, I'm hooked on your drugs. Buzz, 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 I'm a lover. Yeah. Purple rain, she look like abalone. She smell like Bath and Body and begonias. And me, I smell like California. Because I smoke marijuana, we'll never marry one.
Team Hyman Radio Live. Yes, it's Friday Night
yep.
Cypher. Thank y'all for
That's
rocking
right.
with us, girl.
No
so
doubt.
Beautiful. Love you. Love you, love
you. And I got one more quick one. And odd, crazy, retarded people, we must do better news. A lady in Belmar, New Jersey, a woman of Korean descent, claims that a worker at CVS in southern New Jersey used the phrase mocking Asians to identify her on a store receipt.
Wow.
Instead of her name. It said instead of her name, which is Hyun Lee, H-Y-U-N, last name Lee, L-E-E, the receipt
Hyun Lee.
Said... Right.
I like you.
Instead, the receipt said Ching Chong Lee.
Aww.
Yeah. You laugh if you want to, but she has filed a lawsuit against the chain seeking $1 million in mental and emotional damages. And the suit was filed in federal court in Camden. Yes,
wow.
It was.
What?
Hey, wow. Don't put Ching Chong Lee on my receipt. That is not my name, and I ain't mad at her. I'm sure not. Ooh, he's weak.
Let me explain.
It doesn't matter. She's of Korean descent, and she said that she has two young children and is a month from giving birth to a third, and she's worrying about her kids growing up facing discrimination, and she was subjected to name-calling growing up. No, she was subjected to name-calling growing up, being Asian, growing up in diverse Bergen County town. So, I mean, if she experienced that growing up, then you can't be mad at her for.
So they owe her $1 million because of that, because the kid's gonna get teased. It is $1 million.
Right. And so I'm laughing. I'm not laughing at the discrimination, right? Because clearly it's discrimination. I'm laughing at the fact that we think we can sue people and get money for anything in the United States. I mean, we will sue you for anything. And I just think that's hilarious because, I mean, we still, as a culture, still waiting on our 40 acres and a mule.
Reparations,
I
mean, baby. Let me get it.
We can cry all day long.
You don't even make
it's
you
not
going to
change a damn thing. I'm just like, suck it up and move on. So, I'm laughing. I'm laughing at the fact that, I mean, suck it up and move on, lady.
Word.
Listen, give me my photos free for a year or something and say you're sorry.
Everybody's too soft.
Get out of here, Ching Chong Lee.
Oh, hey, look. Okay, look. The, what's their name? Public Enemy. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They were. Congratulations.
Yes. Annual induction
they
ceremony.
Were.
20 years ago.
That's
yeah.
Fight
they
the
did
power.
It. What? Fight the power that be.
Yeah,
no doubt.
My way. Thing is, why does, I mean, so everybody that's in hip-hop, are they going to be going, if they're going to go into the Hall of Fame, it has to be the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or was their music considered rock and roll? I'm assuming it has to be, or does it not matter?
Like, don't know.
There's a crossover level.
We're going to check y'all back on Monday, 9 p.m. Hey, congrats to the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Angels, take us home, St. James. Appreciate you, brother. And hey, y'all have a good weekend.
All right,
yes,
man,
whatever you do. Yes, whatever you do, do it well.
Peace out, hot chocolate. Have a good weekend, people.
Yes.
So thick it be. No doubt. Right. Monday, 9 p.m.
Tim Hanna
yes.
Radio.
That's right.
Hey.
I just want to DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show.
Real talk, real talk.